From the Heart, January 19. Personal study is essential. Make me understand the way of your precepts, so shall I meditate on your wonderful works. The Bible is not exalted to its place among the books of the world, although its study is of infinite importance to the souls of men and women. In searching its pages, the imagination beholds scenes majestic and eternal. We behold Jesus, the Son of God, coming to our world and engaging in the mysterious conflict that discomfited the powers of darkness. Oh, how wonderful, how almost incredible it is, that the infinite God would consent to the humiliation of His own Son, that we might be elevated to a place with Him upon His throne. Let all students of the Scriptures contemplate this great fact, and they will not come from a study of the Bible without being purified, elevated, and ennobled. All over the field of revelation are scattered glad springs of heavenly truth, of peace and joy. These glad springs of truth are within the reach of every seeker. The words of inspiration, pondered in the heart, will be as living streams flowing from the river of the water of life. Whenever we study the Bible with a prayerful heart, the Holy Spirit is near to open to us the meaning of the words we read. The opening of God's Word is always followed by a remarkable opening and strengthening of human faculties, for the entrance of God's words giveth light. If the pillars of our faith will not stand the test of investigation, it is time that we knew it. For it is foolish to become set in our ideas and think that no one should interfere with our opinions. Let everything be brought to the Bible, for it is the only rule of faith and doctrine. We must study the truth for ourselves. No living person should be relied upon to think for us, no matter who that person may be or in what position he or she may be placed. We are not to look upon any human being as a perfect criterion for us. We are to counsel together and be subject one to another, but at the same time we are to exercise the ability God has given us to learn what is truth. Each one of us must look to God for divine enlightenment, that we may individually develop a character that will stand the test of the day of God.